Hello and welcome along to episode 41 of the Seals podcast. We've got a couple of guests for you today on the home of your official Chester FC podcast, coming to you every month. A reminder that as ever, you can find us on the sealspodcast.buzzsprout.com and on all of your favourite apps, including Apple and Spotify. We jump straight into today's show, catching up with goalkeeper Will Stanway. He's grasped the number one shirt at Chester with both hands, claiming 21 clean sheets to date, and last week making his international debut, coming on for England C in the game against Wales C. Here's Will to reflect on that experience and also look back on the season as a whole so far for the Blues. Will, we'll start with last week in that England C game, your international debut. I'm sure it was a proud moment for you and your family. And what did you take from the experience overall?
It was a good experience, one that I'm happy to have done now. One that I'm proud of to be called up off the back of some good performances this season. And it's definitely something I can bring back into my game at the club and hopefully that we can push on now going forward.
We've spoken before about sort of your rise to this point and to joining the club 2 years ago. And I'm sure it's been well documented throughout. I'm sure you've talked about it a lot as well. For a situation such as this year where you've taken on that number one shirt, you've taken it in your stride, you've kept those clean sheets, and now you've gone on to be recognised at international level as well. Is it just something that you take in your stride fairly easily now, given the last few years of your career?
Yeah, I think just given with the confidence being high and that, I think it's just one of them things where we've just carried on each week and it's just improved week on week, where I haven't really had a chance to sit down and think about it too much. Obviously, we've gone a little bit of bad form recently, but we're still playing well, so it's one of them things that we're just taking in our stride week by week.
For you personally, obviously 21 clean sheets this season. I know whenever we talk about it and whenever you sort of talk about that record, you're always very quick to recognise the defence in front of you, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. They make my job easy week after week. Very rarely I have to make save after save. So without them in front of me, it could have been a different story, not for us as a club, but for me personally too.
Been a frustrating run in recent weeks, particularly in those last two games, though. The positives have been there, the chances are being created. How important is it going into this Easter doubleheader, you know, that obviously take our chances as well, but it's a big couple of games, isn't it, that you might say would define our season now?
Yeah, look, we know where we are personally with the group and everything and what needs to be done. We have struggled recent weeks just putting the ball in the back of the net, but the performances have still been good. The goals we've been conceding have arguably been soft goals in a way. It's not something that we're too concerned about, but hopefully going into this Easter weekend, we can get a couple of good results and be back where we need to be.
Obviously, the last time we were beaten was that game against Southport. The fans responded by going 600 plus to Tamworth. Hopefully, it'll be another big following away to Buxton on Friday in what's a big game. I'm sure they'll make a huge difference, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. They're by far the best fans in the league. They back you home and away no matter the results. And we can only hope they turn up in the numbers on Friday and we can put on a show for them and take the 3 points home and get the ball started.
And now we hear from the manager, as Callum speaks as openly as ever following what has been a challenging spell for his side. Still sat in a promising position of eighth in the table with 5 games to go, the Blues head to Buxton on Good Friday to kick off a busy Easter weekend. Cal, obviously we're speaking off the back of the first training session following Saturday's defeat to South Shields. What was the mood like in the camp today, and particularly what was the focus in and around today?
I think focused is probably the word that I would take from the morning's work and sort of everything after the game on Saturday. Naturally, there's always disappointment when you lose a game, largely down to the result. There's a level of analysis that goes into a performance. But I just feel everyone is really focused on the 5 games, on the task at hand. There is a season and there are 41 games that have gone previous. They aren't relevant for us now. It is about the 5 games to get us in that playoff picture. And I'm really focused. The players are really focused. The group is collectively. We're well aware of what we need to do. And it's a position that I thought we might be in at the start of the season if we were going to be in that playoff conversation. So there's a frustration that it's now a lengthy winless run. Naturally, there'll be a frustration around the lack of goals scored, particularly in consecutive games, and the period we've gone without winning games and that point return. I can't just keep providing a running commentary on that every week. I do post-match interviews, and I'm asked less about the game and more about the run that we're on. Whereas this is an opportunity to go, what's gone before isn't going to help us get any points. I think what's really, really clear is that there is a need for a fresh approach going into the final five games of the season. I'm aware of that. It's my job to demonstrate that and lead that. And that's certainly something that we've touched upon this morning, and something we'll see ahead of a really, really important weekend for us to help us achieve our goals.
Looking back though, particularly on these last two games, the chances have been there, and one would argue that the performances have been there, just that those moments that have gone against us in recent games. But ultimately, there's the positives are there for you and the group to reflect on and to build on going into Friday.
It's a poor goal to concede. It's from a goal kick, isn't it? Goal kick, lose a header, and it is really against a really good team. You know, we've played a side there that we obviously won at their place, but that's full-time opposition. A club that get massive crowds, really respectable opposition for the level, and we've been on the wrong side of the result, in my opinion, because we've missed chances. And it's easier for me to be in a position a couple of days later, and when I say things after the game, but then actually be able to back it up around the chances that we've had. We've hit the bar from a header, from a corner in the first half. We've then not dealt with the drop-down. Charlie Caton has the chance when the goalkeeper takes a massive touch, drops to the edge of the 18-yard box. Elliot has his chance in the first 15 minutes where we're one-on-one through with the goalkeeper. Tom Pearce works the goalkeeper in the second half. Ben Tollett works the goalkeeper in the second half. Twice the ball's gone across and we've not made a solid contact. A cross has gone across for Tom Pearce. Well, I've nearly named 10 chances. I don't think that was true three or four games ago. And we're in the position we're in, and it is a position that is okay when linked to the aims of the season, which are being in that playoff picture. I think it's just the way we've gone about it, to have had some really pleasing results this season, to have gone away to places and won, to have 4 points from Scunthorpe and Tamworth and Chorley, 3 from 3 against Brackley so far, to have 3, obviously beating Scarborough when they were in that playoff picture, to have gone and drawn at Alfred. The right results against the sides at the right end of the table. Losing to South Shields 1-0, as much as it feels like the immediate result, that isn't why we're in this position. It's where we've dropped points earlier in the season. But I need to keep making that point of, we'll analyse that after 46 games. We have to find the level of performance from the last two, with being a little bit more inventive to ensure that we create chances, but probably you always want to create more chances. We just need to find that goal. It's that straightforward. Somebody will be due a hammering. You go back to the Tamworth game, the goalkeeper's made the save from the corner. And we've worked really hard on set plays to mix up like a variety of set pieces. So we aren't the biggest team in the league, and we aren't the most dominant aerially in the box. So we found creative ways of working the ball into the 18-yard box. And it's worked for us. If you look at sort of chances created from set plays, Charlie Caton's had one blocked from a pullback, a corner that we've scored away at Scarborough, at home to Scarborough against Banbury, been really successful for us over a period of time. And once you start doing that, you're then able to work some slightly different crossing opportunities. So we've done it. You look at the ball in for when we do go direct and put it in the box, and Harrison has that header saved at Tamworth, to have a short corner and then put the ball in the box on Saturday with Ewan and Deck, and then Harrison into the bar. We're trying to find ways to score goals all the time. It hasn't happened for us enough this season. I've spoke about that before. But certainly in recent games, to have those consecutive games without scoring, I just believe that when we score, we'll take off. I believe we'll score. We'll score more than one. We will win, and then we'll take off. And that positivity that I have to produce for the group, and I have to lead and have to demonstrate that, it's full of belief, but really, really focused on those five games. So the stuff we need to do better, I think that's always the case, but there's certainly stuff to build upon. And what I've seen is better performances in the last two than certainly the two before. I think our games against Kers in the Southport, that's what's frustrating about this run, is there are good results in there at Scunthorpe and Hereford, at Tamworth as well. Some good performance, some okay performances, but then some poor results and some poor performances as well. And that's what's been really, really frustrating. So, like I say, focused, aware on what we need to do better, keen to take the things from recent games that we can build on, both to improve us and to maintain some stuff that I believe that the priority, we need to put the ball in the back of the net.
How important is it to trust in your own philosophies and stick to your own beliefs, particularly when you're going through a difficult spell?
Look, we're in a position that I think, I don't want to use the phrase right or wrong. I want to use the word realistic. And I understand that every time the manager of the football club to remove me from the situation has to speak, naturally people react and everyone has their own opinions. I'm just speaking with honesty around, I've never ever been here sitting and talking about budgets and what's comparative. We are a massive club for the level based on history, supporter base, size of the club, all those things that you associate that certainly we do in Britain. But we have no divine right to be in and around those upper echelons of the league, those that promote automatic promotion place, that playoff eliminate around your that obviously you'll miss in second and third. We are in a conversation about playoffs that South Shields are a full-time side. You then have clubs that can massively outspend us, and I choose to not make this the narrative. And if anything, I think that's come back to almost feel like it bites us a little bit at the moment of we're where we set out to be. I just think the way we've done it is what is so frustrating for everyone. But the supporters are quite right to be frustrated because we have such a passionate supporter base that back the team in numbers, vocally, and in their support for the club. I recognise that better than anyone. I don't need that explaining to me. But we are in that scenario where the ability to get in the playoffs is in our own hands with five games remaining. We haven't, as a club historically, always been in that picture since we were relegated in this division. And I know it gets slapped back at me of you can talk about things. It's just the reality that this is the conversation we're in. I wish we weren't, and I know why we are. And like I say, after the 46 games, I'll quite openly sit down with everyone. In terms of my stuff, look, we just have to ignore the noise. At a club our size at this level, it's unique that there will be more noise around us and Scunthorpe than any of the other clubs because of the support base, but the fan base, the sheer size of it. And the volume of that noise can be quite loud. I've always been quite good at ignoring it, I'll be honest, because I've had to deal with it a lot. So for me personally, I had it before a ball was kicked. I had it within 24 hours of being appointed. It is passionate supporters generally that want the football team to do really well. We just need to ignore that noise and focus really on where we're at. We need the backing of the supporters, and I think they've done that consistently in this run and certainly in all my time here. That's what I associate with those supporters. But it doesn't really get to me. And I'm clear on what we need to do and why we need to do it. And look, I think one of my predecessors spoke about it really well on a podcast just about it not being personal. It isn't, and I don't take it that way. Look, there is a percentage with me that is, and I think has been, and no one can think what I'm saying is far-fetched from day one. Whether that is that because I live in the city, is that because I might have grown up with someone's sons and they want to have an opinion on me every 2 minutes? Is it the local primary school teacher around the corner from where I live? I've had to really endure that stuff, and it's never bothered me and never deterred me from the work. So it won't now. What I want to make clear is I understand the frustration, the level of passion in that frustration. I will match in my work for the team, and I know the players will as well. So there is a little bit of, we just have to really focus on the task at hand. There will be a point to analyse. It isn't now. Now is the time to focus and be better. And let's not kid ourselves that we've been necessarily good enough, but I don't think we can do this for the next month where we provide a running commentary of what went before. We have a point now where we have got to go in the next five games and have an approach. And that comes from me and the players on the pitch, but have an approach of we need to get this amount of points in these five games to get us in that playoff picture. And that's I'm really clear. And like I say, from my side, I've always had to accept, in this role and in a previous role, I'm not an ex-Premier League player. I haven't won this division before. My age is regularly mentioned by everyone apart from me, and I've never ever tried to hide behind it. I will get less patience than a lot of people. It can't affect my work. we have to carry on, we have to be focused, and I can guarantee everyone onside, offside, happy, unhappy, frustrated, enthusiastic, whatever bracket people are in at the moment, I keep away from all that stuff. I'm just really focused on the task at hand and full of belief that we can do it with, like I say, the best version of ourselves, not leaving anything to chance by coming up short.
Five games to go, work to do. Those two games come very quickly. The quirk of that Easter weekend, if you like, and that starts on Good Friday with a trip to Buxton. How are we shaping up for that game?
I think just to repeat that message that we have to make sure that we take the best bits of the last two performances, but ultimately in those performances, we haven't done enough to win a game. And that is the key detail, is we need to make sure that we create chances, but then we take them and we score goals. That it is the simplest thing. And as much as I, I like to talk about statistics, and because one man's nonsense statistic is another man's irrefutable fact. As much as I don't want to get too bogged down in that stuff, we have to score goals because you can't win the games without putting the balls in the net. It is that straightforward. Nothing else will matter apart from ultimately what our scoreline is. So we've got to approach the games in a way that's going to allow us to do that. And like I say, the word I've used is fresh, and whether that is tactically, whether that's personnel. Again, I've never provided a running commentary on that, and I'm certainly not going to start now just because we've got five games left the season. But we will. We're well aware that we need to win games, and we'll be. That has been the message this morning, and it certainly will be headed into the weekend. Team news wise, a couple of knocks. Obviously, Kieran Coates is the one that's been missing. It's been a really frustrating situation with us with Kieran, because obviously he was out for a period of time with a shoulder injury. We brought Jidah Keke in on loan, who I thought was brilliant for us. Man of the match on his debut. Had a groin injury, largely related to fatigue, so didn't play against Chorley on the Tuesday night, and we struggled to sort of get Jid back-to-back games, because we've won on the Saturday, we've been forced to take him out on the Tuesday, we've then won away at Chorley at a time when they were absolutely flying at home, and you almost feel like you want to stick with that, so he's then been in and out. Naturally, Kieran comes fit again, and you have a decision to make in conjunction with Stockport of Stockport are going to want this player to play every single minute because he's a lone player. We already have a player in that position that has been really, really good for us that we're then going to back and play. And also I'm yet to experience one of these free loans that I think there's a perception in football. We've paid for every single lone player that we've had on loan in my time here, going back from the start of last season to now. So ultimately you've got to play in a position that is already on your books that you're going to go with. We hope to get Coatsy back out Scunthorpe. He made himself unavailable through injury on the Friday. He was then involved in the two games afterwards, was on the bench against Tamworth, but made himself unavailable for the game on Saturday against South Shields with a different injury, not linked to his shoulder injury, the two Scunthorpe ones. So it's typical, isn't it? It's typical, but you don't have a crystal ball and can't see these things. So I'd expect him to be missing one or two others, but there's one of those I'm hopeful that we might get on the pitch. Possibly have Reece Daly back fit, which gives us a few more options in midfield, where it felt at times we've had a lot of options we haven't. But we'll be putting out a team to win the game. The one that I can rule out will be Charlie Caton. He's no good after Saturday, so he won't be in the picture. So there'll certainly be at least one change. But we're clear. I want us to look fresh. I want us to look hungry. The best bits from the last two performances with a little bit more, because ultimately they're the wins. And that's the message going into the weekend for the players and from the players. But for us, to reiterate, it's about focus and on. Yes, Friday, but a massive. I've been in this position before at my previous club. The Easter weekend is so important. The ability to have 6 points over a weekend period of Friday to Monday is massive, particularly in the context of where we're at and what points we need. A lot of the teams around us still play each other. We aren't getting wrapped up in that stuff. Absolute maximum focus. And encourage the supporters to keep backing the team the way that they have done. I think they've been terrific for their numbers and their vocal backing. It does play a part, especially I've seen that in the away fixtures recently. Where there is criticism, it has to land at my door, and I'll take that all day long. But it won't deter me from what we're doing. But I'm aware of what we need to do in the next five games. The players are, the group is. I've talked a lot about unity and togetherness. I think now it's just time for that group, us in the changing room, to deliver and not rely on anything else, not make it about anything else. Just take the opportunities in front of us, which is to hit our season's objective, that we were given the objective at the start of the season. It is a realistic objective. that at times have been measured against things that we've done previously that maybe aren't as realistically consistently. But we have five games, real focus, real awareness of what we need to do. Talking is great. I can say the right things. Players can say the right things. We've got to deliver, and we've got to start delivering on Friday.
And that will do us for episode 41 and the March edition of the Seals podcast. My thanks go to Will and Callum for their time, and hopefully the Blues can put together a strong run of form between now and the end of the season, a run of form that we all know that they're capable of. Bye for now.